The Black Prince, a Cliff Hardy novel written by Peter Corris and read by Peter Hosking. Chapter 2. Wesley Scott wasn't wealthy, but he was prosperous. The gym fees weren't cheap, and he had a full list of customers. He did private massages at hefty rates for some well-connected people, like judges and politicians. He was on the training staff of a pro basketball team, and he was often called in as a consultant by other sporting organisations. He explained all this to me after I'd told him that my fees were $200 a day and expenses. I asked Wesley if he had a photograph. He rummaged in a drawer and came up with a recent snap taken by Mandy. She'd caught her boy standing with his arms in the air and a wide smile on his handsome face. He wore tight shorts and a sleeveless black jersey with a red diagonal stripe on it. I could see four goalposts in the background. Too tall, too shorter. "Australian football," I said. Wesley shrugged. "The game's a mystery to me, but the boy's good at it. He plays for Campbelltown in the local competition. Centre-half forward, whatever that means. I've watched him play. He kicks goals. He just kicked one in the picture there. Strange game. They pass forward and back, no offside. Soccer's my game. You?" "Oh, Union. Used to be. I've lost interest lately." I wiped my hands on the towel before picking up the check and the photo. "What other sports does he play?" "You name it. He's off a 5 handicap at golf, plays basketball for the university." "I get the idea. I'll start as soon as I get cleaned up. I'll put my numbers on the fax. Ring me any time, especially if you hear from him. I hope you will." "Okay," Wesley said, but the gloom was settling back on him. "Look, Wes, is there anything you haven't told me? Any trouble he might have been in?" He shook his head. "That's part of the problem. I've been thinking about that, thinking back, but he never put a foot wrong. No joyriding, pot smoking, getting pissed. He doesn't drink or smoke. There's nothing. Nothing at all." I patted him on the shoulder and headed off. But what he'd said worried me. I don't believe in paragons of virtue.